This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation? Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
10 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. Friday on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat ended at 742 and a quarter, up 10 and a quarter. May wheat ended at 748 and a half, up 8 and a quarter. July wheat ended at 751, up 7 and a quarter. March corn ended at 698 and three quarter, up 4. May corn ended at 697, up 4 and a quarter. July corn ended at 685 and a quarter, up 3. March soybeans on Friday ended at 1424 and a half, up 6 and a half. May beans ended at 1414 and three quarter, up 6 and a quarter. July beans ended at 1404 and three quarter, up 5 and a half. March soybean meal ended the week at 409.40, up 22. May meal ended at 408.90, up 27. July meal ended at $404, up 24. March soybean oil on Friday, 51.62, down 8. May oil ended at 52.01, down a dime. And July oil ended at 52.32, down 9. March oats on Friday ended at 3.79, down a penny. May oats ended at 3.79 and a half, up 4 and a half. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Friday afternoon. Wheat futures moved up, supported by export sales and export interest. Soybean futures gained strength from technical buying at the Board of Trade as traders took profits ahead of the holiday weekend. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 4 cents stronger at 691 to 706, while soybeans gained 6 cents at 1404 to 1416. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 4 cents higher at 695 to 717, and soybeans gained 6 cents at 1428 to 1439. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 4 to 5 cents at 694 to 724. Soybeans gained 7 cents at 1430 to 1451. And the wheat prices were up 9 to 10 cents at 737 to 757. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 7 to 11 cents at 1454 to 1464. Basis ended steady to 4 cents stronger, ranging from 30 to 40 over the March. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $2.20 a ton on Friday to range from $4.1940 to $4.2740. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 4 cents at $7.14 to $7.34, with basis ending steady, ranging from $15 to $35 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 cents stronger at $7.12 to $7.16. Basis ended steady at $13 to $17 over the March. Soybeans ended 2 to 3 cents higher on Friday at 1437 to 1444, with basis down 4 to 5 cents, ranging from 13 to 20 over the March. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery ended mixed, ranging from 7.21 to 7.31, with basis down 2 to 10 cents, ranging from 30 to 20 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place our producer corn bids 4 cents higher at 7.13 to 7.14. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 1 to 7 cents, with quotations at 14.51 to 14.63. Soft red winter wheat up a dime at 781 to 782, and Milo ended 4 cents stronger at 703 to 704. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Bids from country elevators to producers in that area range from 522 to 540 for corn. New crop soybeans range from 1217 to 1239. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 524 to 546, new crop bean bids at 1221 to 1239. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 523 up to 548, new crop soybean bids 1229 up to 1248, and the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from a low of 707 up to 723. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Friday. April hogs ended at 84.25, down 7. May hogs ended at 91.62, down 35. June hogs ended at 92.95, up a quarter. February cattle on Friday, 126.50, up 60. April cattle, 130.45, up 67. June cattle, 126.27, up 62. March feeder cattle on Friday, 143.37, up 70. April feeders, 146.62, up 40. May feeders ended at $150, up 72. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis were trading $1.42 lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $70 to $81.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $81.10. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for light offerings. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were bringing 38 to 43, the 4 to 5 weight sows 42 to 47, the 5 to 550s at 46 to 47, and the 550 and up 46 to 50. The Illinois Direct Hog Trade Barrel and Gilt Report had hogs ranging from 55 to 59. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 14,652 head. From the Carthage Special Feeder Cattle Sale from February 14th, they had receipts of 960 head. And starting with the feeder steers, medium and large 450 to 500 were bringing 176 to 184, the 5 to 6 weights at 154 to 172, and the 6 to 7 weights 139 to 156, and the 7 to 8 weights at 131 to 144. Feeder heifers, large number ones, four to five weights were 135 to 145.50, 5 to 6 weights at 124 to 136, 6 to 7 weights at 126 to 137.50, and the 7 to 8 weights at 119.50 to 126. From Walnut Livestock Sales Reports for February 14th, they had 300 head, and starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 123.50 to 125.25, choice slaughter Holstein steers 111.50 to 113.50, choice slaughter heifers 122 to 125.50, and starting with the slaughter cows, breakers were bringing 76 to 79, the boners were 70 to 77, and the lean 65 to 71. In direct cattle trade, from the daily direct slaughter cattle report, steers on a live basis traded at 122 to 125 and on a dress basis of 193 to 198. With the heifers on a live basis, they were trading at 122 to 123 and on a dress basis 193 to 196. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading was very slow with light to moderate demand and offerings with 42 loads traded today. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $80, which was 10 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $181.95, which was $1.58 lower, and select carcasses were $180.40, which was 80 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Friday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000 compared to 108,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 408,000, which compared to 401,000 last week and 395,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday: for butter, 160 and a half up a quarter; for block cheese, 167 and a half unchanged; for barrel cheese, 163 down one. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Thursday, 1723. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottsdale. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, 707; for March, 712. Corn delivered to Scottsdale for February, 699; and for March, 704. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottsdale for February, 1435; and for March, 1427. And wheat delivered to Scottsdale, 744. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, 707; corn at Scottsdale, 699; beans at Scottsdale or Greenfield, 1435; wheat at Scottsdale, 744. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Cloudy skies today, warmer. There is a chance of showers in the forecast. High temperatures today in the low 50s with south winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy and colder with showers likely. Low temperatures in the low 20s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, windy and colder, a chance of flurries. High temperatures in the upper 20s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, cloudy skies with a chance of snow and freezing rain Thursday and Thursday night. Low temperatures in the upper 20s, highs in the upper 30s. Right now, south winds at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure steady. Our temperature, 38 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Dom Crop Insurance in Greenville has over 26 years' experience in the crop insurance business. Dom Crop Insurance specializes in crop insurance only to ensure that your crops are covered by people who know the industry. For all your crop insurance needs, call Dan at Dom Crop Insurance in Greenville today, 618-664-2767, or toll-free 800-839-4111. Again, for all your crop insurance needs, call Dan at Dom Crop Insurance in Greenville.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. Here's an update of the area livestock markets from last week. We join Jerry Milberg of the Illinois Department of Agriculture for a report from the Greenville Livestock Auction.
And receipts for the auction on Wednesday totaled 604 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded at $1 to $1.50 lower, slaughter Holstein steers $1 to $1.50 lower, slaughter cows were steady to $1 lower, with slaughter bulls lightly tested, and the feeder cattle $3 to $6 lower. Slaughter steers choice range from $122.50 to $127.50, select and choice slaughter steers at $117.50 up to $122.50, choice slaughter Holstein steers range from $110 to $115.50. Select and choice Holstein steers at $102 to $109.50. And some select Holstein steers at $92 to $100. Choice slaughter heifers at $122.50 to $124.50. With the select and choice heifers range from $116 to $122.50. Slaughter cows, boning type, average dressing range from 72 to 80. Some low dressing boning cows at 66 to 70. Lean cows, average dressing range from 66 to 71. High dressing at 71. And some low dressing lean cows range from $55 to $65. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, average dressing at 95. And some feeder bulls over 1,500 pounds, average dressing at $99 to $100. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, five weights range from 151 up to 158. At some six-weight feeder steers at 126 to 130. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights range from 139 to 150. At some five-weight heifers range from 131 to 140. And some nine-weight heifers at 106. Feeder heifers, medium and large twos, three weights range from 129 to 145. Four-weight heifers at 125 to 142, and some five-weight heifers at 115 up to 125. Feeder bulls, medium large ones, four weights range from 151 to 157, and some five-weight bulls at 144 to 151, and some six-weight feeder bulls, those range from 123 to 130.
Now a report from the United Producers Market at Shelbyville.
Compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers steady in a light test. Slaughter cows also traded steady, and the slaughter bulls and feeder cattle were lightly tested. Receipts for the auction today, $325 head. Choice slaughter steers range from 124 up to 128. Select and choice slaughter steers at 115 to 123.50, and some a limited supply of select steers at 110.25 to 115. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 113 to 118. Select and choice Holstein steers at 108.50 up to 112. The choice slaughter heifers range from 124 to 128 with some choice choice 3 and 4 grade slaughter heifers at 121 to 123 and some select and choice slaughter heifers at 119 to 123.50. Slaughter cows premium type average dressing sold at 90.50 up to 92.50. Breaking cows average dressing at 88.50. Boning cows average dressing at 79 to 84.5. High dressing boners at 85 to 87. Low dressing boning cows at 72 to 78. Lean cows average dressing at 69 to 73, high dressing at 75 to 77, and low dressing lean cows at $55 to $67. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, low dressing at 75 to 80, and some average dressing bulls over 1,500 pounds at 89 to 92.50. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, six weights at 122 to 131, and some feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights at 130 to 135, and some five-weight heifers at 121 to 124. That concludes our recap of the United Producers Auction in Shelbyville. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here's a recap of the regional hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
It was a down week in the hog markets, led by cutout value. Pork cutout lost another $1.59 this week. We're down to $80.20 per hundredweight of carcass. That's $5 lower than 2 weeks ago. Hams, pork bellies, and loins all lower this week. Hog carcass prices ending the week roughly $2 lower than a week earlier, trade in the mid-80s. Live hog prices in the upper 50s. Futures market also down $1 to $2 this week compared to the week before. What packers are paying on a carcass weight basis is higher than cutout value, so that squeezed their margins, and they're cutting back on their kill schedule, and probably will continue to do so until we see some improvement in that market value of the meat out of the carcass. If we look at weights, average weight of bears and gilts in Iowa, Minnesota last week, 275.7 pounds, down 0.2 pounds from same week last year, and that helps out a bit. And USDA released the final numbers on pork exports for 2012. We exported 5.4 billion pounds of pork, the second consecutive record year for U.S. pork exports.
And that was Dr. Ron Plain of the University of Missouri. The Pork Checkoff is enjoying success in marketing to the food service and retail sectors. Checkoff Assistant Vice President for Channel Marketing, Jared Sutton, says there is a great story to tell.
Pork is hot. It's hot because we have availability. We are an incredibly marketable product that is being celebrated by culinary, you know, artists, all different facets throughout the industry, all different cultures and cuisines. And it's just it feels like this perfect storm of opportunity for pork. And we're anxious to take advantage of it, working with our food chain partners, our retailers, our restaurant companies, and, you know, ensuring that they're aware of the opportunities that pork provides in 2013.
While pork remains a good value, Sutton says the food sector wants to know more about farming.
There's a lot of questions about how pigs become pork. A lot of people that are in these positions are a few generations removed from the farm, and while they are procuring products, they're buying our pork products, adding value, and obviously marketing them to consumers. There's a real desire for transparency in the food chain in general, in the food system in general. And so we're working really hard to ensure that our customers, those that are buying pork products, are in the know as to how America's hog farmers produce pork better than anybody else in the world, and that continue to provide them with the safe, affordable, abundant supply that's the highest quality. And that requires a lot of education, a lot of discussions, a lot of meetings, a lot of tours of farms. And we're very actively engaging with our customers to ensure that they know that that's available to them and an opportunity for them to learn.
By educating those in the food chain, Sutton says it strengthens the Pork Checkoff's relationship with its customers. For more information, go to www.pork.org. Whether you listen to the speech or not, the President's State of the Union address last week laid out his priorities for the year ahead. Chances are there was something in there that will affect you. American Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Dale Moore tells what was in there of importance to agriculture. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Jonna Miller has more.
The President's State of the Union speech is his chance to tell the American people what he hopes to get done in the year ahead. American Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy Dale Moore says there were some things in there that are very important to U.S. agriculture.
We were very pleased that he brought up immigration reform. Here's an opportunity to address the ag labor needs, which in many parts of the country a lot of times involve foreign workers. Addressing both the short-term and the long-term needs that farmers and ranchers have, and assuring that they have a stable workforce and that those workers have a simple, straightforward way to become part of that workforce is one of our top priorities.
Moore says it was also good to hear the president talk about moving forward with trade negotiations with the European Union.
There are many long-standing issues on Europe's use of non-tariff trade barriers. In fact, they seem to have the ability to come up with new ones every other Tuesday. We're looking forward to an opportunity to address some of those issues, to make sure that we have trading standards based on sound science, as opposed to a "we think it could be bad, so we're not going to let it in" kind of approach.
More good news was hearing President Obama state his support of bioenergy.
Bioenergy is an important component of our energy independence, and farmers and ranchers provide feedstock that can go into that. Grains are used in the production of fuels for automobiles, for trucks, for tractors, as in ethanol and biodiesel. A lot of our farms and ranchers provide wide open spaces that you find wind farms or solar energy. That comes together, providing yet another boost to the rural economy as well as the agricultural economy.
But Moore says there were some red flags in the speech, particularly when it comes to climate change.
The president seemed to be saying pretty clearly that since he can't get Congress to move forward with legislation going after climate change kinds of issues, he's going to do it by executive order. Our big concern is that a lot of our competitors around the world are just going to let the U.S. take all of these big steps and draconian measures that they put on small business, including farmers and ranchers, to meet whatever climate change goals come up, and without any real scientific evidence that what we're doing is going to make that big of a change.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And that's all for part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.